Hello. Have you heard, don't throw rocks at that stork, mother? He'll never bring another like me.
Yes, it's radio's famous poet, Falstaff Openshaw, with Falstaff's Fables. Transcribed Monday through Friday by Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way, the malted milk candy bar. Light, soft nougat, real malted milk. Smooth, creamy caramel, all wrapped in extra thick, pure milk chocolate. When you crave good candy, have a Milky Way. And here's Falstaff with Falstaff Jr. and a new fable, The Tale of the Engine and the Pullman Car. All aboard, Falstaff?
Precisely why I am here. Shallst open the throttle?
Why, Noddle?
Tonight, my friends, my tale concerns a little Pullman car.
Excuse me, Dad. Could you explain just what Pullmans are?
Gladly, Ladley. A Pullman car contains berths, you see, and it travels from town unto town. The berths are two kinds, the uppers up high, and the lowers, their ones lower down. The lowers are higher, however, and the uppers are lower in price. In the morn, you get up from a lower and down from an upper. That's nice. And now I trust you understand just what Pullmans are?
Why, sure, I'll accept one question, Dad. What's a Pullman car?
Mayhap 'twill come clear when I tell my tale. Meanwhile, while I'm here, may I make a small sale? When you're reading, when you're listening, when you're watching a show or play, here's the thing to add enjoyment. The delicious Milky Way. Every bite of its perfection is delightful, boy, I'll say. It's a pleasure for your leisure. It's de-lovely. Milky Way.
And now, Falstaff's Fable.
There was once a lady Pullman named the Gertrude Q. McPhee. A lovely little Pullman car with plush upholstery. There also was a locomotive by the name of 808, a big and husky engine with the job of hauling freight. They met, these two, as trains will do, upon the Santa Fe. The engine blinked his headlight, and he loved her right of way. He said, "My boiler sizzles every time I look at you. Oh, pretty Pullman, marry me, won't you? Choo-choo, choo-choo." But the Pullman shook her vestibule and said, "Go haul your freight. You are way beneath my station, you big, ugly 808. Well, years went by, and the Pullman car no longer looked so grand. They put her off beside the tracks to be a hot dog stand. And along came good old 808 and stopped there with a hiss. Said the Pullman car, "Oh, marry me and take me out of this." "I'm sorry, Toots," said 808, "but your fancy I can't please. I'm wedded now to a red caboose, and we've got three young cabbies." So the Pullman sits now beside the tracks, a diner that no one thinks great of. Says she, "Oh, unhappy fate, I should have married that freight. What the heck was I ever afraid of?" Hippity hop to the barber shop to get the stick of candy. Why go there? That's where they cut hair. There's a store with a Milky Way handy. Good night.
Falstaff's Fable, starring Alan Reed, Sr. and Jr., with a rhyming hand from D.H. Johnson, is presented by Mars Incorporated, makers of famous Milky Way candy bars.
Yes, whenever you crave good candy, wherever our flags unfurl, always say Milky Way. Milky Way is out of this world.
Dick Tufeld speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.